Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. With the ups and downs of the market, some investors prefer to be in risk-free investments to avoid the stress of losing money. That said, with the interest rates off the 0% floor we had seen since 2008 or so, there are options for risk-free investing in both annuities and government-guaranteed debt instruments. We have covered annuities many times here on Money Matters, but in a nutshell, you can purchase an annuity which gives you a portion of the stock market increase, but have no downside at all. Think of it as gathering up vegetables in the garden and keeping them in the refrigerator. The vegetables represent profits. The next year, you get no vegetables, but the third year, you get some more. The guaranteed annuities work kind of like that. If the market goes up in 1 year, you get a portion of the increase. If the market goes down the next year, you get nothing, but you keep what you made. If the market goes up in the third year, you still get a portion of that as well, and it is added to the first year's profits. Slowly, your profit refrigerator can gather more and more vegetables, but your profits can never be taken back. Maybe some years you get some vegetables and some years you don't. The point being, in up markets, you make money. When the market drops, you make nothing but lose nothing. You get to keep your annual gains no matter what. There are many garden varieties of annuities, and they are all different, but I hope you get the picture. Annuities are not government guaranteed, however. They are only guaranteed by the issuing insurance company. On the government guaranteed side, savings accounts are obviously an option. Certain banks offer up 5% annual interest with requirements, however. Major banks might tread down a little less in what they pay you. Check out bankrate.com. Or nerdwallet.com to compare. Make sure whatever and whoever you use that they are FDIC insured. The downside of a savings account is rates are not locked in and gains can be taxable. CDs are also available, as well as treasury bills and treasury notes. T-bills are short term, up to 1 year. And T-notes are offered for longer terms. Although both are backed by the government in one form or another, there are some differences between CDs, treasuries, and notes. CDs are issued by banks and credit unions, while treasuries are directly sold to you by the U.S. government. CDs usually pay a fixed interest rate, while T-bills don't pay interest but are sold at a discount when you buy them, and then you cash them in for face value when they mature. The difference is your profit. The T-notes can pay semi-annual interest as their option. CDs are insured up to $250,000 per depositor and per bank that you're in. T-bills and notes have no such limitations, so they might be preferred for larger amounts. CDs and T-bills and notes, if not kept to maturity, may expose you to a loss or gain, depending on what day-to-day interest rates do. If kept to maturity, however, the gains are fixed at the time you purchase the investment. As for tax implications, this is the biggie. CD interest can be taxable at federal, state, and local levels, while T-bills and T-notes are taxed at the federal level, but may be exempt at the state and local level. CDs might be the choice for safe, predictable returns and fit the short-term to medium-term investor, while T-bill notes and T-bills might yield a slightly higher return due to the tax implications. T-bills are sometimes used to park money short-term, while T-notes might be better suited for the medium to longer-term investor. T-bills and T-notes and even CDs are easily purchased through most financial institutions. You can start by asking your bank or even your stock brokerage firm about either of the three. Both CDs, T-bills, and T-notes should carry no fees to you to purchase them. In conclusion, you can also buy T-bills like a stock through your broker. But because of the mechanics of how they work, prices can vary day to day and you can lose money. And that does it for today's Money Matters. This newscast is not meant as a solicitation to buy or sell anything and may not be the opinion of this radio station, staff members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics way back in 1979 with honors. I'm a Medicare and insurance agent in the state of California. I own BAP Insurance Agency, and the website that we have is moneymanagementradio.com. Everything is free. That's our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti.
I certainly was in the right.
I guess he was cruising for bruising.